obviously it's unfortunate we're going to miss Matisse in Toronto, but I'll never, you know, out one of my teammates or make them feel uncomfortable for something that's their, you know, personal decision that makes them comfortable. And to be honest, it's unfortunate that we live in a world where someone's medical history or, you know, things that they choose to put in their body is made public. I mean, obviously it comes with the territory, but that stinks, you know, because there's, you know, ways that, you know, could have been, avoided. Like, people shouldn't know what other people's personal medical business is. And I feel bad that it's come to that. But at the end of the day, you know, rules are rules. It's not just basketball. It's a whole country. So, you know, we have to abide by those rules just like other citizens. So it is what it is. And I respect Matisse's decision because it's his decision. And I know, knowing him, I know he's put a lot of time and thought into this decision.
Yeah, I think I agree. We all respect and understand, you know, why, you know, his decisions are what they are. He's a very well-read kid. He understands. He's smart. You know, he has his own morals, values, and his family goes. They raised him in a different way, different type of household. So, you know, that's his decision. I thought it was interesting, and I don't think he is something that he could predict. You know, when we spoke about it, because I gave him a heads up, like maybe a couple months ago, maybe 2 months ago, a month ago. You know, Matisse, playoffs is coming up, man. You know, if we play Toronto, we're going to need you. And I think in his mind was like, you know, it was like a 20% chance that happens type of thing. So
yeah, Toronto was like in the ninth spot or something.
Yeah, it was like, he was like, it's a 20% chance that happens. Given the fact that he didn't predict that it would happen, I think if you knew ahead of time and he had more time, maybe his decision might've been different. You'd have to ask him, don't quote me on that. But I think the fact that he thought it was a very slim chance and it just so happened to turn out or pan out that way that we played them the first round. Now he's like, damn, you know, maybe he thought like, maybe I wish I would have or could have. If it came down to sacrificing that for the good of the team, I said, I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But that was my understanding of it, is that he just didn't think that it was going to happen that way and that he would be safe to play whoever was we played. And he didn't think we'd end up playing Toronto. But we all respect his decision. We understand where he stands with this. And I said, he believes in us. We believe in us. We think we can still kind of get the job done. At least we have him at home for the first two games. On the road, it's going to be tougher. We have less bodies, but, you know, we're going to have to take care of business. Nothing different than we've had all year, where we've had guys out for COVID, guys out for injuries, and just guys that just were out. So we just have to adapt and adjust and figure out ways to get wins.